You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Hello and welcome to this month's show.
Yeah, it is this month's show.
Yeah.
See, we don't do them one after a time anymore. I was a bit like, what? You were giving me that look of, is it a month?
Like, yes, it's a month. It's exactly a month since we were last here. We did a pilot. Wow. We decided to go ahead. Nobody told us it was crap, so...
That must mean it's awesome.
Yeah, that was the thing we're going for.
Yeah.
So, this week we're going to be cooking a meal that's very, very, very simple. So simple that we were camping last weekend and I cooked it on an open fire. So it should be a piece of piss.
Is it
here.
Simple enough for me, though?
Well,
this
I'll
is my
so.
Cooking skills.
This is a fantastic... It's a load of baked cheese, basically. Dead simple. I think it's lovely. It's one that, if there's 2 years, you and the good lady do this on a sort of Saturday night, cuddle up, watch a movie. I think the chances of you schmoozing is very good.
So do you think you're going to pull with this now?
Well, no.
I am not cuddling up and watching a movie with
but
you.
But if you were a nice lady or a nice man, if that was your particular thing, then
okay,
it's a winner for consenting adults.
For consenting adults.
Yeah, so I don't want it to sound like if you do this, you can then
yeah
do
just
what
like,
you want.
Do what you
you know.
Give a baked cheese and she's yours.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the law
or
says.
Weinstein, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Well, I bought a beer for this. It is Two All, and it's a Session Raid, Session Lager from Copenhagen. 330ml bottle. Bottle? It's a can. I don't even know where I said bottle.
Yeah.
I'm a Muppet. And it's a percentage. I can't even find the percentage on there. It is a percentage.
Well, I'll pour this. Why
you
would you
that.
Not get that little bit of garlic
so
for...
Chopping the garlic.
You chop some garlic. Because as with this, we're going to do some rosemary and garlic toast, and I'm going to add a little bit of chilli, because I know you like chilli.
Mm.
Don't always do this, but for you...
I love chilli.
We're going to do that. So I'm going to open this while he's cutting that up.
I mean, chopping garlic's not very good for the audio, because it just doesn't really make a lot of noise.
Well, you could say the word chop, 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 chop. Ainsley Harriet?
Yeah, but he just wiggles his arse about, doesn't he?
No. Well, they were badly... One person had like 10 pints and the other person
had some poorly chopped garlic. You're probably telling me I did it wrong, and some people would tell you you're meant to squash the garlic.
No, just chop it out with your
chop
it. So what we've got is we've got what I would call a fuck off frying pan. Really metally one. I think it was one of those.
Really metally one. It's a cast iron one, isn't
cast
it?
Cast iron. You know, one of these Lacroutes or whatever the was.
Lacroutes.
But before they were fuck off expensive, because I nicked
yeah.
it from my mum and dad, and they would never pay that much money. So it was probably before it was popular. So we've got, basically it's cheeses that, basically I bought any white cheese that's got like a skin on it. So not like a wax skin, because that would be horrible, but like a Brie or a Camembert.
Camembert.
Yes, a Camembert.
Camembert. I think it's
Bert.
A silent T because it's
Camembert.
French. So this one is French Camembert de Caractère. And it is Morrison's the best.
Oh, they're all Morrison's best.
Oh, wow, look
oh,
at
no,
this.
Oh, no, this one's the Cotswold.
Is that the Cotswold Smoke Brie?
And then this one's Ravendale's Goat's Brie.
So that one's Simon Weaver, organic cheese.
So,
I mean, how do you have non-organic cheese? What do you do to your cheese to make it not organic?
Well, you give it to non-organic cows.
And what was that one? That was Raven's Oak Goat's Brie, Morrison's the best.
And just because it works, I'm stacking. But that's for no other reason.
Then it just looks quite impressive.
So what we're also going to do is we're going to put the imaginary cherry tomatoes on the top.
Uh-huh.
Because some idiot imaginary forgot them at the shop. So we're putting imaginary cherry tomatoes on.
I mean, I don't like tomatoes or imaginary tomatoes. So I'm going to imagine no tomatoes.
All right. So this dish I would normally put tomatoes in. But because my good friend Bob doesn't like them.
We've not got them.
So we've stacked the cheese. We're going to shove the cheese in the oven. That's simple as that. And we're going to put it on at about 180, because that's what Jamie Oliver said you bake Camembert for.
Jamie Oliver said you bake... Did you meet him or something?
Yeah,
he goes,
on the internet.
You know what, Phil? Bake Camembert, 180
And then
degrees.
I wipe all the spit off my face.
Yeah.
So we're going to make the olive, the oil.
So we're going to make the chilli and garlic oil.
Yeah,
these are the words you're after.
So, get some oil, put it in a container.
Like, not castor oil, hopefully. No. I mean, this is
olive oil. I'd use a good oil. I wouldn't use, like, chip fat oil.
Not chip fat oil.
Chip shop oil. Get some rosemary. I'd have bought... I've got to make sure this isn't off because I've had it a couple of weeks. I was going to buy fresh, but...
Well, it still smells rosemary.
But Morrison's... So. Because Morrison's is useless, they didn't have any at...
No, Morrison's is not useless.
Well, they're not useless if they want to sponsor us. It's basically put your garlic... I've done 2 cloves of garlic. Shove your garlic... Where's the knife at? Oh, there it is. So just shove your garlic, your chilli and your rosemary into some oil. I've used half a thing of... Just a tip off the off the chilli and 2 garlics into there. And we're just going to leave that to... Soaking.
What would that be? Marinade? Would that be marinade?
It's like making a marinade, isn't it? Marinade-y made.
Put that in a bit further.
I'll put some more things. And we will be back in about 15 minutes when the cheese is about cooked.
So the cheese needs about 15 minutes to make it a bit smooshy.
And then we'll make the toast so the toast nice and warm.
Okay. What kind of bread are we using?
We are using lots of French cheese. So we're using. A French stick, a baguette sort of thing.
Okay, cool.
And we're using one because Morrison's is useless, a broken one.
How could the not fit on
sad.
The shelf?
It was just sad all by itself.
Oh, no, Drupal.
Get in. If it didn't have that, we were going to be royally fucked. Because I'd have to find some other bread or go to Tesco's.
Yeah. And Tesco's is just as bad as Morrison's.
Yeah. Basically, supermarkets. We did all that and we have not had our...
I know, you were just rambling through that food.
Well...
So, I mean, this is quite a lagery colour, like you'd expect. I mean, we're meant to be a beer review show.
Yes.
And we just completely skipped over the beer because we're hungry.
So, it's got a very malty smell that you'd expect from a lager. Slight garlic from me hands. Not in the beer, just in me hands.
Slightly wheaty? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe that was just my poor taste.
Yeah, I'd say your poor...
It's malty, though.
There's malty. There's not much flavour going on there.
It's a very plain lager.
Mm.
But actually very acceptable, very palatable.
Yes, it's still a good quality lager. But if you were expecting a lot of taste there, then you'd be disappointed.
You're old-fashioned of saying of it'll be good in the sun. Would be.
Yeah.
There's not a lot behind it, though, so...
So the only rainy days in the last months... We've managed to
have lager on.
Yeah. Most of the time would have been like, oh, this is amazing.
It's 4%. Found that.
Oh, wow.
In the small town print.
So I think this is the end of
part one.
We will see you for part two. You can consume part two whenever you want.
We've got to explain how to do the toast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We'll see you in part two of part one.
Part two of part one. See you in 5 minutes.
We're getting confused with this format already. It's now been about 15 minutes.
It has.
So, we're now going to get the French stick, the baguette, whatever you want to call it, and cut it into rounds. I tend to cut them on a bit of an angle, then you see
it. A bit of a jawny angle.
Yeah.
To give it that posh look.
Yeah, I think it then makes it just that little bit more surface area.
There we go, I'll try not to stab your hand.
I'm going
to
see.
Do we need another one?
Yeah, do a couple more, so we're going to fill a pan of it. A normal person wouldn't squish the bread, but...
I'm shit at cooking things, so...
Then... This is magic. We grab some of the stalks of the rosemary and we make a little brush.
Oh, look at that, a little brush with the rosemary.
And then you brush...
It's...
The bread with the rosemary. That's now all garlicky and chilly-ish and...
It's like a nature's free brush.
Yeah. Save and washing up in bollocks. Greenpeace you like, yeah? So, if the person you're trying to impress is into nature and shit.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah. I mean, they'd probably have a go at you if you're using cheese or some shite like that. A proper green... cheese, you don't eat from an animal.
Yeah, but would you date somebody?
No, I wouldn't, because
I'm not... Didn't like cheese?
I'm not an idiot.
You know. Try and get some garlic and stuff on it.
Yeah, some of these last ones are going to be very garlicky. I feel your distribution of garlic is...
Well, I tend to...
It's quite poor.
The thing is, you're going to turn these the other way around anyway, so you're going to do both sides. Because you want nice and garlic. One of them's got it all on. Right. Pop that in the gorilla.
In the grill.
In the grill, till golden golden brown, then repeat.
I mean, I think your grill needs to go down a bit here.
Yeah. So, then you bring it out and do the same again on the other side, and then put it into a golden brown, and then it's all done.
Sweet.
So I don't think we need to do any more till we
people
do.
Don't. I mean, can you hear things toast?
Do the sound effect like they do on the BBC.
The BBC. So should we start doing BBC sound effects?
So, what's this?
It's you scrumpling a bag.
Rain outside.
Ah, is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Right, we'll be back once everything's toasted.
Yeah.
And probably eat it, part
two. Yeah, it'll be part two.
Awesome. See you in the next show.
You have been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob. Edited by Phil.